talk about at some length yesterday, King County has passed a ridiculous new gun ordinance. But as I was watching the hearing with people speaking out in favor and against this ordinance, I saw an old friend of mine testifying in favor of it. And that's Vinny Ricicci, who you know better as New York Vinny. And he joins us here on Cairo Radio. Vinny, good to talk to you again.
Doris, it's great to talk to you. Good to hear your voice, man.
You know, you came up on my show a few weeks ago. I have no earthly idea why, but like so many people, I'll get on YouTube and I'll start clicking on the sidebar videos, and all of a sudden, I watch you playing Name That Tune. From you were in your 20s, you're like an insurance adjuster or something.
That was a golden moment in my life, Dory.
I am telling you, man. And so I came and I talked about it on the show and said, I don't know how or why this video popped up. But then I started getting messages from people telling me it was your birthday. So it was just a wild coincidence.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's one of the algorithms in YouTube. Is something pops up among people that you know on your birthday, and they don't tell you about it because they don't want to change it.
I guess. All right, so yesterday I'm playing sound bites from this King County Council meeting where they're talking about this gun ordinance, and I hear this ridiculous list of reasons why this ordinance is a good idea, and then I go, wait a second, that's New York Vinny giving this ridiculous list of reasons. So I thought hash this out here.
Okay.
So why were you up supporting this gun ordinance?
Well, you know, it's funny, Gary. I wasn't there to support the gun ordinance. I was actually brought there. Council member Jeannie Colwells asked me to come up. I don't know if you remember a couple of months ago, they recognized the people for the 20th anniversary of the Seahawks, saving the Seahawks, all of us that worked on that Save Our Seahawks thing. And I wasn't able to attend because I was in the hospital. So she knew I was in town. She asked me to come up. And as I got up there, I found out that this was today's comment was on gun law.
Yeah.
And it's a passionate issue for me. I believe that while I know we're never going to take the guns away from people, I don't think that that's probably shouldn't ever happen. But responsibility for guns is a whole different thing that we always shy away from. And I looked at the law and looked at the ramifications of it. It doesn't seem like a really hard thing to do to lock up your gun, is it? I mean, if you own a gun, so I just said, please. I think it's incumbent upon all of us, if we feel passionately about something like this, that when we get an opportunity to talk to politicians about these kinds of things, that we let them know what we're thinking. And that's what I did. I had the opportunity. I had a minute left on my time. Okay. And what the heck? I want them to listen.
Okay. In case our listeners don't know this law. So what it says is, if you own a gun, you must have it locked up in a safe or some other gun lock in your home. And if somebody breaks into your house and steals your gun and then uses that gun in the commission of a crime, the gun owner, who was a burglary victim, the gun owner could be fined up to $10,000, could be put in jail for up to a year. And here's my opposition, because I want to get into your head why you would support this. I'm a gun owner. I would never have a gun without having a gun safe. I believe in it. That's my personal responsibility. I don't think the government should be telling us that. And if somebody has their... I mean, what you said, Vin, is that you got to have it locked up inside your house. If the gun's in your house and your house is locked and some meth head kicks in your door or breaks your window, how in the world should the gun owner be responsible? Isn't it already locked up if your home is locked?
Well, yes, it is, and I would agree with that to a certain extent. But I also believe that there are many, many, many gun owners that don't lock their guns up. I mean, honestly, I know a lot of gun owners.
No, but I'm talking about if your house is locked. Your gun is sitting in your nightstand, and your house is locked.
Right.
And that gun owner should be responsible.
Why would you take the extra protection to lock the gun up? Well, if it's such a dangerous thing, and and you think that you believe that the people that get guns get them illegally, that they'll obtain them by breaking into your house, mm-hmm. why would you not take that extra precaution and lock that gun up? And why wouldn't it be incumbent upon you or required of you to do that? It's not like you're leaving out a loaf of bread or something. I mean, you're leaving out a dangerous weapon and falling into the wrong hands can hurt many people and cause havoc. Why would you not want to take that extra precaution?
I do want to. I just don't think it's government's business. And if somebody's house is broken into when it's locked. But let me go down the list of there are things you talked about, Vinny. You said you talked about cars. So if your car is locked and somebody breaks into your car and then drives down the street and kills somebody, should we have a law that says, well, you didn't put a club on the steering wheel, so should we put that car owner in prison if somebody steals their car and uses that in the commission of a crime?
In many states, if you do not take precaution to safeguard your car and it's stolen and used in the commission of a crime, you can be held responsible for it.
But if the car's locked and somebody hotwires it, should we say, hey, let's pass a law and also require everybody put a club on their steering wheel?
Let me turn it around. It's cold in the winter.
But answer
you start your car to warm it up because you don't have one of the self starters.
Totally different situation.
Car. Right, but you still, if somebody takes that car, now if you take the precaution to keep your car, I don't even think you have to lock the car. If your car has the ignition switch in it, it's inside your house. It's locked.
Right, but
you've
but,
taken that reasonable precaution. If you leave the keys in the ignition, should you then maybe be held liable? Well, that's an interesting question.
Well, but
there's already a lock on your car.
Yeah, but that's why I'm asking. Should government impose a next level of the club? Okay, here's another one for you. Your cell phone. I suppose, where do you leave your cell phone when you go to bed for the night?
Next to my bed.
Okay. Somebody breaks into your house, steals your phone in the dead of night, and then as they're driving away, they text a friend from your phone, and they say, tell them about the house they just broke into. Should you go to jail if they crash while they're texting using your phone because you didn't put the cell phone in a safe when you went to bed?
No, because my phone's not designed or built to kill somebody.
More people die from distracted driving.
A gun is specifically built to kill somebody.
Yeah, guns are built to defend.
If you're going to have that right of having that gun, then you should have the responsibility of safeguarding that weapon.
Okay, but more people die from distracted driving than from guns. And so if phones are more dangerous than guns, should we have to put them in a safe at night?
If somebody walks into a schoolyard and starts hitting people with cell phones and killing kids with them, yeah, then I want to lock up the cell phones too. I haven't seen that happen yet. But if somebody goes to a school and kills a bunch of kids with a cell phone, yeah, Dory, then I want to see them locked up.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if they are texting on your phone and they kill somebody. I mean, which is the analogy.
It's a ridiculous analogy.
What?
I think it's a ridiculous analogy because they don't have to take my phone. It's not designed to kill somebody.
But it does kills more people than guns do.
Somebody. Should they be held liable if it's an accident?
Phones kill more people than guns do. Distracted driving kills more people. Do we want government to mandate that?
Because again, I don't think, I don't think, in my mind, that the purpose of a phone is a ridiculous analogy, because I think that a phone is not there to kill somebody. The intention of a gun
does kill people.
Is to hurt somebody, is to harm something, is to kill something. And if you want to have a gun, that's great. If you can prove that you're responsible enough to own a gun, that's a great thing. But what I'm saying is, if it stops one kid from getting killed, one person from getting killed, if it stops somebody breaking into your house, taking the gun and holding it to your head while they're robbing you, Dory, mm-hmm. or your wife or your kids or your grandkids or whatever, is it not worth it? Is it not time that we looked at this whole thing and said, what can we do to stop the guns that everybody says are the illegal guns uh-huh. from getting into the hands of the wrong people.
Right.
That's my point.
And
stop them from getting into the hands of the wrong people.
And, but I'm just talking about, you know, there are a lot of other things that kill. You talked about pills, and you said you have pill cases. Well, there's an opioid crisis.
Somebody's childproof. If jar,
if somebody, well, and my child can open a childproof jar, but if somebody steals your pills and overdoses, should you be held liable for that?
Again, we're not. It's apples and oranges. We're not talking about something that is intently manufactured to kill something.
I don't have my gun to kill people, Vinny. I have my gun to have for self defense. I don't have it to kill people.
Right. And what are you going to do if somebody breaks into your bedroom? You're going to fire 2 shots over their head? Come on, don't you going to shoot to kill?
I'll kill.
You?
Yeah, of course I'd shoot to kill if somebody broke
in. It's designed to kill. If that was the case, you'd have a baseball bat next to you, better a slingshot.
I have that
or
too.
Or a Hare Krishna thing where you could prey on them.
Yeah, I have the baseball bat too. Believe me, I can still swing the bat. Still
I got my Ken Griffey Jr. bat next to my bed.
All right. Vinny, it's always good talking with you and catching up. I appreciate you coming on with me today.
It's so good to hear your voice, Dory. I hope to see you soon. And next time I'm in town, I will stop by and see you.
Please do. I'd love that, Vinny. All right. Take care, my friend.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Okay. New York Vinny. There's the other side of this gun debate. And if you want to comment on this, you can text us on the Online Trading Academy text line, 98973. That's 98973. And we got lots more straight ahead. You're on the Dory Monson Show.